You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. So if you want to know the real deal about this double, well, let us tell you, it's triple trouble, y'all. We've got to bring you up to speed. Now check it out. Your beastly boys, Matt and Dan. Matt D and Dad Rock. I might have to start that again, actually. Mate. That's absolutely disaster. I'll have to start it again.
Right.
Wait a minute. It didn't really even make sense. If you could repeat the first two lines, if you want to know, yeah. You're going to hype man me, right? Okay.
Right.
I'm just having a go. Do it as deadpan as you like.
Game week.
So if you want to know,
what I know,
the real deal about this double, let us tell you, it's triple trouble. We're going to bring you up to speed. Now check it out. Your beastly FPL boys are back. Matt D and Dad Rock over there, a.k.a. Danny Pryor there. Yes, it's a big double. It's one of the big doubles, Dan. The big question is, are you going to use the triple captain?
It's a beast, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, probably. I'll probably triple captain Salah. Is that the...
Over. Of course he is. Of course
home
he is.
He's to back. Norwich, home to Leeds. I mean, he played 90 minutes against Inter.
He scored.
Salah, isn't it?
He scored a deflected goal. Is there going to be a better opportunity for a triple? A triple captain. I don't know if there is, really, than these two games for Liverpool. Norwich at home, Leeds at home. I mean, I was all ready to drop it on Jota. Jota. And then the worst case scenario has happened. A twisted ankle. I mean, he's definitely, no matter what is wrong with him, he won't play against Norwich.
For sure.
Leeds seems unlikely. I mean, come on, he's gone over on his ankle. No one plays after going over on their ankle. I will obviously wait for confirmation, but because at the time of recording, all we know is that he's injured and has hurt his ankle. I mean, FPL are saying 75% chance, but surely if you've gone over on your ankle on a Wednesday, you're not going to play on a Saturday.
It's mind games. Klopp's about to play mighty Norwich, and he's like, right, I've got to pull one over.
Surely not. And then I'm thinking, do I try and get my old mate Mane back in? I don't know if I can afford him. It was all ready to go for the threes up on Liverpool. But the other option is just go with Trent Alexander-Arnold, exactly.
Or Robertson.
Which is a decent prospect. Or Robertson. I've got them both. So Robertson seems to be in slightly better form attacking-wise at the moment. But I just think you never know when Trent's going to have a purple patch. And surely these two games would represent a great opportunity for him to bang in a little free kick, get some little assists going again. But he's been fairly quiet in that department of late. I suppose Robertson's been the better performer in terms of points on the old FPL. So I might do either of them, but it's not looking good for Jota. I mean, it's just awful news. I see you'd also signed Jota recently as well.
I've had him ages.
I thought you just brought him back in. Add him ages.
Well, maybe I did, but I had him before that. I mean, I don't know what you're on about.
I mean, look, Dan, I've seen a lot of my players ending up in your team of late. There's no way I can close the gap when you've got exactly the same team as me.
So how did I score more points than you? I don't understand this week.
Well, I mean, that was a lucky bit of late business there, Dan. I mean, unbelievable. Quite a few people had captained Bruno Fernandes on his way to delivering just a four-point return until, what was it, the seventh minute of injury time, when he pops up with a goal, and then he gets the full bonus points as well. I mean, just unfathomable, really.
You can't fathom it.
Well, that's just unfathomably annoying and spawny on your part, seeing as you captained him. And he hadn't delivered until the seventh minute of injury time in the second game.
I mean, you must have been
on the edge of your seat.
No, I was at the gym, but I only had it on the BBC text, and... It kept saying, oh, whips in across, someone misses, puts it on someone else's head, they put it over the bar. So the whole thing seemed to be like he was pulling the strings. There's just no donkey could finish it. So, yeah, it was a very welcome result. I mean, obviously, from a
very late
real
show.
Football, I'd have rather it been a draw or a loss. But in terms of FPL, it was a points bonanza for prize players.
Yeah, I was really hoping for a goalless draw in the Brighton Man United game, having old Sanchez in goal and Luke Shaw, but it wasn't to be. Wasn't to be. Not to
average
worry.
47.
Yeah, I got 52.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, it wasn't particularly great, but then I captained Coutinho. So as soon as I brought him in, he's suddenly gone from banging in points left, right and centre to absolutely nothing.
Why did you captain him on a double?
Bit annoying. Because I wasn't captaining Luke Shaw, and he was the only, or the goalkeeper. So I just thought, I fancied Aston Villa to score a shed load against Newcastle, to be fair, but it turned out they didn't do anything. And it was pretty annoying.
Try to be clever.
But I mean, I always have to captain. I mean, a vice captain. I mean, I wish I'd gone with Bowen. That would have been much better. But, you know, he was my vice, unfortunately. And I'm still lumbered with these two Watford strikers who are going to come into their own this double, Dan, I'll tell you that much. I mean, they're talk about last chance saloon. They've been outstaying their welcome way past closing time, these two, Dennis and King. If they don't get me anything from this double, I mean, I'm going to be absolutely fuming. Then they're gone. I mean, look, they've got Watford, Aston Villa away, Crystal Palace at home. There's got to be some sort of return in an attacking option.
Yeah,
from
two
Roy
each.
Hodgson's Watford. Yeah, well, we'll see. But yeah, I got 52. You got
68.
Without Bruno Fernandes as captain. Yeah, most of that was Bruno Fernandes based, wasn't it? I seem to recall.
No, the Sanchez, Killman.
Killman.
And Bowen.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Well, that's all you need.
That's all you need for 68. Look at that. Unbelievable. But you're getting rid of Fernandes to bring in Mo Salah now. Is that that's part of your plan?
That's happened, yeah, before the prices went a bit too wild. So for this double, I don't know how you're set up. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players playing in this double. How many have you got?
I've got 9 playing in the double.
How have you managed that?
Liverpool... because I've still got Smith Rowe on my bench, and like, I'm just thinking he doesn't seem to start, but you know he scored a few goals earlier in the season, so I might just stick with him. And
hang
depending on what happens,
depends
what happens with Jota. What?
52. Yeah, -4, so 48.
Well, I mean, around about the average, Dan, around about the average.
Oh, that's atrocious. Pulling the wool over the eyes of the listener.
Who looks at the minus points? I'm spending every week now. I'm not messing around anymore.
Let's spend.
I've got King and Dennis up front.
Oh, of course
Kane,
you got them.
Kane, who is just an absolute pain, to be honest, at the moment. Ooh. Kane is a pain. I mean, I've still got Rafinha, but I don't know about Man United and Liverpool. Maybe he'll raise a game for their big rivals, Man United. I mean, he's got to, but he's sort of at the end of his time. Robertson, Tierney, Trent, and then Gator in goal, the Palace goalkeeper. So, yeah, I mean, I've got... Bowen against Newcastle, you'd fancy.
And, I would keep them in.
Sticking to my guns with Coutinho at home to Watford as well, because
yeah,
he could be pulling some strings. I think that'll probably do. So I might just bring in Smith Rowe for Jota and not make any transfers. Or I might, I don't know. I mean, there's potential to replace Jota with maybe, I don't know, like a Burnley player. I suppose the only real Burnley player of note is or worth a punt on going forward is Cornet. You haven't got Cornet anymore, have you?
No, just one Cornetto was enough for me, and he is now gone. But they've got a double and then another double. So
Burnley, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. It's quite nice.
But what I read about that lad is that apparently since they signed this new giant, Weghorst. Weghorst is sort of playing up front with Rodriguez off him, and they've shunted Cornet out to the wings. So apparently he's not getting him sort of the mix as much as he was before. Because before he was sort of playing as a forward. Now he's playing more like a winger.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? And he seemed to be a great source of goals for them. But I mean,
well, he had an injury and then he had a Cup of Nations. And
yeah, so he's been out of it for a while.
Now if they've moved him, that's a real issue.
Yeah, well, I was erring towards not signing him anyway, but that's real. But then the other option is potentially bringing in Saka instead of Jota as a potential with the Arsenal double, which is an all right double. But I mean, it's not like they've been banging. I don't think they're going to be banging in the goals in these two fixtures that they've got. Brentford at home, Wolves at home. I don't know.
Well, it's that Weghorst fellow is the one who's on my radar. He's meant to be injured, but I think Dyche has...
he's got an injury.
Said he's all right, should be fine for it. He's been training, light training. So he's the only one who's kind of slightly on my radar as a sort of... But that would have to be for Watkins. And with them playing against Watford, you think...
Watford, you'd probably keep hold of your Villa, yeah.
Yeah, and I'd rather not spend.
Weghorst has got just one assist so far from two, hasn't he? Or three games, actually, one assist. I've not seen any. I've seen him in action, Wout Weghorst. Have you?
I saw him at the crossbar. On his debut. I mean, who they got? Is this week coming up? They've got Spurs, haven't they? Spurs is not exactly on great form.
Yeah, so that's an easy one. Spurs at home, it's a gimme.
Especially with that sort of player. And then Brighton.
Brighton away is quite hard.
They just lost Dunk, haven't they, to suspension, so...
Yeah, but it's sort of got nil-nil written all over it, hasn't it?
Then they're home to Leicester, who can't defend set pieces.
And Palace away, which is
not the worst, goal, you know.
Scorable. Yeah, I know. And they've sort of picked up a bit, haven't they? What is it? Rodriguez scored for them the other day. Maybe Rodriguez is worth a punt. He's still, if he's gonna be starting alongside the big Weghorst.
Hey, I'll tell you something else. We didn't manage to get a pod out in time because of the two game weeks being so closely together. But the week before, we haven't really touched on game week 24, was when I played my wild card, my wildly successful wild card with 82 points.
God, yeah.
In a game week average 82.
You put a little picture up on the...
because it wasn't on a pod.
Game week HQ Twitter feed. I've done well again, everyone. Oh, I'll just share that.
No, I shared it.
Look, I've done well.
That was before this week started. All right.
Unbelievable.
I did it when the week started.
It's like, you never put it up. When you get like 38 points, you never share an image of that, do you? It's funny.
I only mention it because obviously, apart from Ramsdale's 9 and Cancelo's and De Bruyne, who I brought in, as I said, I was going to, and because I do what I say I'm going to do. And Bone. I don't remember you praising me much for my choice of Jacob Ramsey.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I tipped him a while ago, I think.
Right.
If regular listeners will know that I put you onto him a while ago.
Right.
He's a real bargain at 4.8, but I couldn't believe he scored twice. I had to almost rub my eyes when I looked at the scoreline for that. I was like, what? Jacob Ramsey has scored twice just as Pryor puts him in. It's almost like you're fixing it somehow. It's just ridiculous.
It's beautiful.
But, yeah. 82 on the wildcard, made up for the 27 points the week before in game week 23. I noticed you didn't share an image of that one.
I didn't share an image of this one.
It's so weird. But Digny's not been a great signing for you, has he, since he came in?
Well, it's only two games.
Not really hit the ground running for them, has he?
He got an assist in his first game.
His first game, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, no, well done. You have given yourself a new lease of life with your wild card, to be honest. So
that's what I wanted.
It's annoying.
I mean, we've got 13 game weeks left. We've got two, three.
There's
hits,
not many left, is there? I'm sort of looking at it like, when am I going to play my wild card now? Probably after this to get rid of my Watford. I need to get all this Watford out of my team.
What, I'm going
to wash Watford.
I need to Watford
wash my team, yeah, and get loads of Burnley players in, yeah. Sounds like an exciting way to use your wild card. No, I mean, maybe a Burnley... I don't think a Burnley double's worth doing anything with, is it? I mean, there are some more exciting prospect double-wises coming up, which we'll obviously use the free hits for.
Right.
And having two of them is quite nice, isn't it? So, I mean...
That is nice, because I know that a lot of people used it. There's some blanks coming up rumoured, though, aren't there? Is it the week after this?
Blanks.
Is it 20...
Still a funny old season. I mean, it's all subject to change, of course, isn't it? But there are some more blanks. I think Liverpool have got a blank in 27, haven't they?
Well, so have Arsenal. So this is it.
So that's it. It may be a good one to actually use a free hit in with so many Arsenal and Liverpool players for me in that blank.
Yeah, I think I'll be missing.
Could be nice way to try out a few ideas, you know, because I've got three Liverpool players and two Arsenal players.
So I've got six, so I'm in trouble. And no Chelsea.
Loads of Watford players. Yeah, so it's it might be a good time for me to use my free hit. Looking at that, but I haven't got. This is the thing. I haven't sat down and created a plan for these last 13. I've got to have some sort of plan as to when I'm going to use my wild card. I just haven't been organised enough. Because basically this season's a write-off. I mean, I've written it off ages ago after all the COVID-based cancellations. As you know, Dan, I mean...
God, in your mind games.
Absolute mess, isn't it? Absolute mess doesn't really count.
Yeah, because you'll be very good.
My cup run's over. I was on an amazing cup run. That came to an end. I think that came to an end purely because I captained Coutinho instead of Bowen. I would have gone through had a...
If we all had a story of if we had captains the right player.
These are the fine margins. I mean, God, I just can't. I can't get over how spawny you were getting that late Fernandez goal.
You had it bad? I lost on the game week head to head to Ronan Meanigan, friend of the show. Meanigan beat me 85-68. Absolutely battered me, and I earned him wild card. Yeah,
wiped the floor with you.
Lamptey came through for him in the end, and
did he?
Yeah, De Gea didn't do badly in that double either. I should have stuck to my guns on that. But
you went with Sanchez instead, did you?
Yeah. I didn't fancy the point spend was too much.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I'm a bit worried about that blank week, but I mean, I'm sort of just focusing on this big fat double at the moment, and then that'll be like the hangover. After
it will be, won't it? Yeah, it's not going to feel very nice, is it?
The banquet.
I think that's a little sort of a little pick me up, a little hair of the dog the morning after. I'll just go and drop a little free hit, one of my two free hits.
Like an Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah. Just a little pep me up, put a little pep in my step.
Okay. What, you're going to get City players?
No, City players are still a little bit annoying. Sterling got a hat trick, and
Cancelo got rested.
Had him. Yeah, I mean, Cancelo got rested. This Mahrez seems to be doing quite well for them at the moment. It seems to be quite a regular starter, but obviously everyone's going to keep Cancelo, aren't they? But
for now, I mean, you don't want someone on the bench too long in that sort of circumstance.
No.
But I mean, they're 5-0 up now, so surely they'll be putting out a second string in the return leg against.
In the Champions League. Yeah, of course. So it shouldn't affect things too much. You went in for KDB and then got rid of him straight away. The FPL plan destroyer.
I told you, KDB to Fernandez to Salah. That was always the plan.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you're not tempted to keep hold of him?
Not really. No, I haven't got the money. I'd have to shuffle. I mean, the only thing would be Kane to get rid of him, because he's obviously been a bit annoying. And I've got to be honest, it's probably an error having him. But I want to see when they reorganise that Brighton and Arsenal game before I make any rash decisions. But we'll see.
They've got two spares still to come, haven't they? Tottenham Hotspur. But it's just like, you know,
There's not anyone in crazy good form, though, in terms of forwards.
No, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, Ronaldo scored, what, for the first time in six, was it? But still, he's way too expensive and not reliable enough to put in. I'm not really sure what to do striker-wise. Maybe get in for some Brentford. I know it's Brentford. But Ivan Toney's out injured, is he? I think I saw. But they've had a bit of a dip in form. I think they've got some fairly decent-looking fixtures coming up.
I tell you who is in good form is Southampton.
Yes, Broya is the one to get, I suppose, isn't he? Certainly on my watch list. He's been
dangerous. But, I mean, against Spurs, I saw him miss a couple of very presentable chances that made me sort of doubt him. Che Adams is similar, but I mean, they're home to Everton, home to Norwich, right? Villa.
They've got a great looking run of fixtures, haven't they?
Yeah.
No, they've just got one spare fixture still to come at home to Newcastle. I suppose, I mean, James Ward-Prowse seems to be their Mr. Consistency again for them.
Yeah, he's always the same, isn't he, though? It's like you get him and then once every eight games he'll do something amazing. But
yeah, but he's been on a fairly decent run of late. A bit more reliable than maybe has been in the past.
I'd flag them because they've been looking
good. It's a good piece of flagging, yeah, because Southampton are worth a look at. But yeah, I think those Brentford fixtures that they've got after the Arsenal game, they've got Newcastle at home, Norwich away, then Burnley at home. I mean, huge, huge games down the bottom of the table, aren't they? But
I guess we would have been potentially tipping Trippier, but he's done his meta task.
Ah, I know. Yeah, what a shame that is for him. He's been delivering quite well with the free kicks. And then he got injured, got stamped on, didn't he? What a shame.
Was that what happened? I didn't really see it.
Yeah, he said he got stamped on. He had two in two. I mean, really delivering on his price tag, the amount of money they paid for him. But
He scored as many free kicks, I think, or goals for Newcastle as he did as his whole time at Spurs. But then, of course, at Spurs, he was behind Eriksen for free kicks.
And Eriksen came back, didn't he? Played a behind closed doors game for Brentford. Maybe
against Southend reserves, yeah.
Maybe get Eriksen in for those good Brentford fixtures. I mean, is he going to be anywhere near coming into the starting lineup yet? Surely
I don't
not.
Understand when they'll play him. Maybe like in another month or so, but yeah. Mm. We'll see. I mean, I'm all sorted there. I think we've pretty much covered every situation. We're doing all the obvious stuff on the double, keeping Bowen in, and maybe some Villa folk as well.
That's it. I think that's what a lot of people have been assuming.
Bit of an issue with Jota.
We'll have to see how that what transpires there, because, I mean, it would be great if he did play in both, but it just seems unlikely if there's a slight doubt. And then watch out, beware the blank on the 27th.
Yeah.
That is the game week 27 blank is the one to be looking at. Beware the blank. Maybe that's the time to get on the Waghorst for the blank. Free hit Waghorst. Get some Cornet in, a Burnley defender as well. Is it? Then that could be the way to go in that little blank. Could be exciting.
Yeah.
Could be the time to close the gap.
Before we go, I just wanted to also share everyone's thank yous to the Wolves defence, who are sort of heroically coming off the bench and saving a lot of people in the last few game weeks. They've really done nicely. Kilman this week and a couple of weeks ago against Southampton and Man U. And, you know, they've had a few clean sheets lately. They're starting to be someone that you pay attention to, and no blanks.
Yeah, and Kilman's still a bargain at 4.6, isn't he?
Well, I mean, he's in my team.
I had Sice a while ago, and he's always decent going forward occasionally as well, so he's nice to pop up. And they've got one spare game against Watford at home.
Always decent going forward occasionally.
Yeah. He's occasionally decent going forward. He's had better seasons than this because, frankly, he's only scored two goals. But, you know, he's got his clean sheets as a base, and then he works from there.
Nice.
Old Romain, but he was off at the AFCON as well. He's back now.
Lovely.
So there we go, Pryor. Well, I mean, I suppose that's. Is there anything else to add? Who's top of our league? Have we looked for game week league table?
Yeah, it's Dan Hill.
Dan Hill, better call Raul. Has he been there for a while? I think, hasn't he?
I mean, these are some really high scorers. I mean, they're like overall ranked 394.
He's doing very well.
Top 400 in the world. It's insane. Some unusual players as well. Look at this.
693.
Barlow, Dawson, Calvert-Lewin. Some really odd picks that he's got there.
He's still got Livramento as well in his squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was quite lucky on the Dawson goal, wasn't he, for West Ham? I mean, God, maybe he saw that coming. He also captained Fernandez. He has Calvert-Lewin up front alongside Antonio and Dennis. Very poor front line, really.
Well, this is what I mean. It's not been a good time for forwards. I don't feel like I'm really...
It's not a great time for forwards. No, it could be like, just get three cheap ones. Maybe I'll keep Dennis and King. Focus on the midfield. Just because they're cheap. Yeah. There's no one else worth bothering with.
It's like when you've got bad trainers and you're like, these trainers are knackered, but I can't be bothered to go and try and buy some new ones.
Yeah, exactly. They'll see me through. They'll see me through to the winter. I'll be all right. Tape them up. But yeah, there you go. Everything still to play for, Dan. Big double, triple captains galore. You're definitely playing your triple on Mo Salah.
Injury allowing, and like, you know, unless I hear anything otherwise.
I think I'm going to, I can't see a better time to use the triple captain than now. So it's either Jota or Trent Alexander-Arnold or Robertson. It's one of those three. I might even just shut my eyes and pick.
And it'll be Dennis.
See where it lands. Oh, no. Imagine if Emmanuel got the triple captain. Hey, stranger things have happened.
Give it a go.
Not really reborn, and they're not really reborn under Roy, though, are they? To be fair.
No.
They always seem to be just as bad, if not worse.
There
we go, Dan. Well, we'll be back soon with another episode. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f-ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.